not eating meat, and they'll get mad at me. Probably because I'm better than them, but isn't that why we do it? No. A little plant-based arrogance. No, no, here's the thing. I don't care what you guys do, but you need to have better arguments, meat eaters. You have bad arguments, and you always want to argue with me. I don't want to argue with you, but you want to argue with me, you know? And, like, you're the status quo, so you don't have good arguments. You haven't worked on them. Like, my one friend was like, Jared, I understand where you're coming from, but you got to understand where I'm coming from. I only eat free-range animals. I only eat animals that have had a good life. It's like, a good life? That's like a cannibal that says, I only eat kids that go to St. John's Ravenscourt. I only eat the kids that have had a good life. I would never eat a public school kid. Never. Just those tasty SJR kids, that's all. And only the white meat. I have my boundaries. I may be a cannibal, but I have my boundaries. I don't know. It's kind of weird being from the country and being a vegetarian. You know, it's not a very normal thing out there. And also because, like, you know, all my friends and family growing up, they would raise animals, and they would also hunt animals. Most of the people that I know hunted, you know? And I would have to eat the fruits of their labor, which wasn't fruit, it was meat. They should call it the meats of their labor, but they don't. And we'd have these big family feasts, you know? And I'd have to eat whatever, and my uncle, he was like the patriarch of the family. He'd like, be like, let's thank this animal for making the ultimate sacrifice. And even as a kid, I thought, it didn't make the sacrifice. You did. Sacrifices have to be willing. It's not like the deer was like, yeah, I got this one, guys. I'll take one for the team. No. The only true animal sacrifice is a dog wearing a sweater. That's the only true animal sacrifice. Because a dog wearing a sweater is like, well, I don't like this, but it's picture day and I'm part of the family.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
rest. And yes, I am too. Lately, I've been thinking that maybe if we wanted to, then we could take a trip.
you make my whole life rhyme. So if you're deaf and blind, eat it like a hobo, like a heart and soul, like a fish in a hole.
Yeah. Tonight, CKUW. It's 95.9 FM if you're in Winnipeg on the FM dial, and it's www.ckuw.ca if you're on the interwebs, and you probably already know that if you're already there. But hey, we could all use a reminder sometime. Hey, listen, happy early Folk Fest to everyone. It's coming up on Thursday, which is the 11th of July, and happy real beginning of summer, because look out, starting today, which is Wednesday, July the 10th, we start hitting the 30-plus degrees things, and it's going to continue on for a bit. But yes, so if you're going to Folk Fest, get ready. We'll try and give you some tips. I've been to Folk Fest for 30-plus years in a row, and yeah, so I learned some hard lessons throughout the throughout those 30 years. I'm still learning stuff. You know, man, I should have brought this, or man, I shouldn't have brought this. What was I thinking? But anyways, before we get too into it, yeah, that's kind of like a mini, you know, greatest hits package of Folk Fest bands that I've really enjoyed over the years, and that those are the ones that kind of jumped to the fore. And we got another kind of old school set much later in the show. But yeah, we just heard Teke Teke from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We heard Doppelganger from their latest record from 2023. It's called Hagata. And they're on the Kill Rockstars label, which is a pretty damn good label to be on for surely. We heard, and by the way, Teke Teke, was that last year? No. No, it was the year before, I believe, that Teke Teke just blew my mind at Folk Fest. Wow, scary good, and I'm still waiting for them to come back. They, I remember they were scheduled to play Winteruption, and then I think COVID canceled Winteruption, and I was, you know, crying in my beer and my beard. We heard Casey and Clayton before that with Old Fashioned Man. That's me, Old Fashioned Man. Hey, hey, I'm Old Fashioned Man. How you doing? From a record called Plastic Bouquet, or Bouquet, or you say bouquet, I say bouquet, which came out in 2020 on New West Records, another great label. Good grief. A big event for Folk Fest. And by the way, Casey and Clayton last year, sweet. My only problem was is I got Clayton's cell phone number to do an interview, and he never got back to me. But I can't really blame these people, because yeah, they're busy and they got to get ready to do shows, and they probably are like, an interview, man, I don't know. But it would have been cool to do Casey and Clayton interview. Well, anyway, Gord Downey and the Country of Miracles before that, and that was a huge deal, I think, for Folk Fest when Gord and his band, The Country of Miracles, came to Folk Fest. By the way, that was in 2010 that they visited the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So we heard a song called Gone from The Grand Bounce, which came out in 2010, of course, on Universal Music. One of my all-time favorites and one of the best CDs that I've ever purchased in my life. I purchased it at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, of course, from way back. Bill Bourne and Shannon Johnston before that with, well, what a spectacular record and what a spectacular song. We heard Victory Train, which is the title track, I should say, from their 1996 record put out by Free Radio Records. They were at the Folk Fest in 95 and 96. So I'm thinking that it was 96 that I must have bought this. I went to see them, and then I must have bought that CD. It's been such a long time, but believe you me, my brain's a little hazy on this stuff. So there you go. Boy Golden, who blew my mind last year for a band that was like a kind of a last second replacement on main stage. They went up on main stage and blew the roof off the Folk Festival. It was incredible. So anyways, that was KD and Lunch Meat we heard from Church of Better Days, as in D-A-Z-E, 2021 Six Shooter Records put it out. And Boy Golden is on the cusp of putting out yet another record. By the way, and I got to look this up because I forgot to do it before the show, Boy Golden is going to be playing in record store appearance at Into the Music to promote the new record. And that's coming up. Well, I'll look it up in a bit, and I'll let you guys know. And it's a free event, so it's probably going to be lineups out the door and craziness. But it's going to be like, Boy Golden is kind of like the Beatles of Winnipeg. Well, maybe Propaganda or the Beatles of Winnipeg. I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, pretty close, I would say, between those two bands. I mean, if Propaganda played a free in-store into the music, there'd be the place would probably catch on fire or something. Anyway, it might catch on fire for Boy Golden, but we hope not, because I love Into the Music. It's the best. There you go. And off the top, we heard the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer from their live record Stop Making Sense, which came out in 84. And that was put up by Sire. And I don't mean to be gross, but I think I peed my pants a little bit when I was doing media. And Adrian Bailu, I met Adrian Bailu when he did a workshop. I believe it was the next day at Folk Fest, and he was the nicest, kindest man, and one of the most talented guitar players on planet Earth. So I was like a little bit taken aback. But anyways, pleasure to meet him, and I got a picture with him and the whole damn works. But anyway, they opened. With him and Jeremy Harrison were doing, what was it? Well, I can't remember what the tour was called, but they stopped at the Folk Fest. And they open with Psycho Killer. And if you don't know how it works, when you do the media thing at Folk Fest, on main stage they give you the first three songs, and then you have to vamoose out of there. Like, you're out. So get your pictures in three songs and get the hell out, or you're going to get, you know, tackled and beat up. No, I'm just kidding. Or you'll get rudely escorted, maybe off of the Birdshill Park site. But anywho, they open with Psycho Killer. And they let us into the pit in front of main stage. And I don't think I moved at first. And I think someone said, "Hey, man, go," or something. And I'm like, holy crap, they are playing Psycho Killer right now. And I was like frozen in my tracks. So that was one of my Folk Fest moments of all time, was that. And I was like, holy cow, crazy. So anyways, so this year I'm not doing the media thing, which might be okay. I mean, it's exciting doing media and everything like that, but we got to give other folks at CKW the chance. So listen, the mighty Stu Reed is doing is one of the two folks that are doing media at the Folk Fest. And I talked to Stu real briefly on Facebook Messenger, and I'm like, "Stu, are you going to be taking like tons of pictures and stuff?" And he's like, "I am." And so listen, CKOW_presents is our handle for Instagram. So shortly after Folk Fest, Stu promised he's going to send the greatest hits of his pictures. And believe you me, Stu has been at the Folk Fest longer than I have. I'm like, "Oh, hey, I've been there 30 years. Stu might be in his 40th year at Folk Fest. So he knows the ins and outs of Folk Fest and all that fun stuff. And he knows how it works, you know, like the back of his hand. And so we're for sure going to get some incredible pictures, and we'll post them up. So go ahead. If you're sitting at home right now, just chilling on the couch, or it's a nice night. It's 19 degrees in Winnipeg right now, by the way. But if you're outside on the back porch, enjoying the show, enjoying a beverage, getting ready for Folk Fest, head on to your Instagram, if you are in fact an Instagram person. And our handle is CKUW and then the little underscorey thing and then presents. And give us a like, and then when the photos come out, we shall you'll pop up on Instagram, and it'll be like, "Hey, they got something." We haven't posted a hell of a lot of stuff on CKW_presents, but we're gonna try and do better and get to it and let you know about some more stuff that's going on around town and what's going on at this radio station and all that fun stuff. So there you go, CKW_presents. There you go. All right, so. Like I said, Folk Fest, the weather. So we're looking at 30 above, and then I don't know what's going to be with the humidity, probably 40, which is dangerous. So, if you're going, all I got to say is wear a hat. The first year I went to Folk Fest, I think it was the second year, because the first year I think I just went for a day, and I went to see Ani DeFranco. She was the very first artist I ever saw at Folk Fest, thanks to my sister. She's like, "You got to come to this festival, it's crazy." And I'm like, "Okay." And I went, and then I saw Ani for the very first time. Never heard a word or a note from her. And of course, she blew my mind. And then I was hooked after that. And I've been going to Folk Fest every year after that. And I guess the second year, I caught the sunburn on the forehead. And I can tell you from that year, it kind of wrecked. Well, it didn't really wreck, but it was painful. I couldn't, like, I'd smile and I'd be like, "Oh my God, that hurts." Or I'd frown. I'm like, "Oh, that hurts too." Or I'd just be stoic. I'm like, man, that hurts. Everything hurt. You know, I mean, if a wisp of wind came, you know, I'd be like, you know, so it kind of, it was rough. So my folk fest tip for this hot weather, and it looks like there's not going to be very much clouds either for the whole damn weekend. So it's going to be relentless sun, humidity, mosquitoes, all that stuff. So although not during the day, when it's 30 above, the mosquitoes hide, as you know, I might in all the shade that I can find. So yeah, seek shade, bring tons of water. They have taps there, so keep drinking. Like, I drink a ton of water, and what's crazy when it's like this is I barely have to use the porta potties because I just sweat it right out. It just comes out of every damn pore. And yeah, loose fitting clothing. You know, I'm going to ditch my black t-shirts, all my band shirts. I'm not wearing one of those. I'm going to be wearing like light colored clothing. And yeah, your sunscreen, your bug spray are essential. Absolutely. And bring a water bottle. Yeah, and keep filling that sucker up and keep drinking. Absolutely, no matter what. And wear a big hat so you don't get that sunburn on your face. That could ruin your whole damn weekend. And it's not cheap, as we all know. If you've bought a ticket already, you're like, yeah, man, that ain't cheap. And to ruin the weekend by having a sunburn kind of sucks. So there you go. So there's the first few tips for Folk Fest. And yeah, I don't think I'm going to give any tips for the camping crowd. If it's your first year camping, I mean, there's probably going to be some hard lessons learned, but our little group there quit camping about, let's say about 10 years ago. And yeah, we haven't gone back. We're just day trippers now. So, and yeah, I need my bed at the end of like a 40 plus degree thing. And I'm covered in sweat and sunscreen and bug spray. Yeah, I kind of need my bed. And so, yeah, I'm definitely a day tripper now for the old Folk Fest. But so anyways, the lineup this year, incredible. I think it's great. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm thinking last year's was a little bit better, but I might be, you know, once the weekend's over, I might be singing a totally different tune, because the wicked thing about Folk Fest is you go, and I always run into some bands at some stage somewhere, and I'm like, holy crap, that band is killer. And yeah, lots of bands I don't know about, but did a little research this week and last week for some of the bands I wasn't too familiar with, and I'm excited, man. One of the bands that I never really got into, and now I'm starting to get into, we're going to start with them in this music set. This is Band of Horses. Where are they from? They're from Seattle, Washington, in the United States of America. Let's start with them. These are, what, six songs from basically pretty heavy-duty big-name bands at the Folk Fest. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio goes till 3 in the dang morning. Nah.
picked up a handful of dust, then I let it fall over his brain. I think I must have picked up a handful of dust, then I let it fall over his brain.
So I never felt Listener-driven radio, 24/7, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM.
That my children.